Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sharon. Our pal is George Sedano. Okay, he's Pacific guy. Yo, Pacific guy, you hear us okay?
Yeah, man, I hear you all right. What's up?
Man, your phone line is the bomb, man.
Very crisp.
You sound like you're right next door. That's a beautiful phone line, George.
Well, you're welcome. As a radio guy, you know the phone line is key. So I figured, you know, hit me up at the office. I'm already here, so I figured you could hit me up.
Wow. All right,
it's a landline. This is what a landline sounds like.
Remember those? Remember landlines? We still have them here at ESPN. And obviously, I used a Clorox wipe to make sure no one else had used it before me.
Good. Very good. Because the Miami mayor just came down with coronavirus, and he was in our studio more than a week ago.
I saw Francis Suarez, a friend of mine. Yeah, that's pretty wild. I guess he recently had an interaction with the Brazilian president, who also came down with it. At least that's what I had read.
So tell me, you know, you host The Jump on ESPN every now and then. For shows like that, are those going to continue to go on over the next month?
I mean, as of right now, that's our understanding. I know that on the radio side, and I'm not like, you know, breaking news here or anything, but that on the radio side, we've been told if we want to do the shows from home, we can. Now, I do a solo show, so that helps. I just have a producer to worry about that, you know, can either be in studio or work from home, too, if he wants, like a Comrex unit, some remote unit. But the shows as of right now are working. And if people, we've been told that if you don't want to work, if you want to stay home because you have kids to take care of or elderly folks to take care of or yourself are not feeling right, that you can stay home. That's just been kind of the company edict, you know, to be safe and just use common sense.
What do you make? And there's, you know, there's obviously a joke to be made here. What do you make of the report that came out from Wojnarowski where every team was okay with canceling the games except one team had the only objection, and that being
the
New York Knicks, that they wanted to wait until the government mandated them stop games?
I mean, my initial reaction was an eye roll. Like, of course it was them, right? Like, of who of all the teams? And by the way, then he did add that the Houston Rockets and the Indiana Pacers weren't as, like, staunch in those particular beliefs, but were certainly, like, easily swayed, I guess, in that direction once James Dolan came forward. And I don't know about Indiana's owner very much, but I do know that Houston's owner, Tillman Fertitta, you know, is a guy that looks at the bottom line, let's just say. So wasn't all that surprised by that either. But yeah, I mean, look, James Dolan and the Knicks, they never get anything right. So this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody.
Do you think how true, I mean, I certainly don't think Wojnarowski's making it up, but how true do you believe his reports are? Because he's doubling down on it, how, you know, guys from the Utah Jazz, that they are angry with Rudy Gobert's behavior. How much of that do you buy?
I buy all of it. I mean, listen, man, the dude is the best in the business, okay? So, like, if he's telling you stuff, it's because he's getting it directly from the people that know. So, and by the way, I would be upset at Rudy Gobert, too.
Levitard
and those guys were making fun of me yesterday because I tweeted, if I were running the league, I would have suspended him.
I agree.
Whenever they do resume play.
I totally agree.
And by the way, I'm not saying, like, he should be banished for life. I'm talking about a one- or two-game suspension just to show him, hey, dude, you're acting like you know, reckless and irresponsible. And by the way, here's the other thing, and I told those guys that too, which is the league had already met with these guys, with all the teams, and the teams had individual meetings about the seriousness of this, about how you should, you know, conduct yourself in these situations. And then he goes and acts like that. It's like, come on, man, what are you doing?
Except for, I would say to that, that it seemed like the league was trying to protect the players. And I wonder if the players had a strong understanding that also the media needed protecting from them. Because the way that the NBA conducted itself, with the media having to stay 6 feet away, the initial measures that were put in place, it felt like to me that they were trying to protect the players from the dirty media. And that Rudy Gobert was just trying to make a joke like, hey, I'm not scared of you guys. Even though, obviously, in the end, he ends up endangering the media because we assume he already had the coronavirus at that point and didn't know it. So that was kind of my take on the situation we were discussing. It is maybe these players, maybe Rudy Gobert didn't really understand the seriousness of he could be a carrier and he could be endangering people.
Well, Amber, that's on him, because again, they had multiple meetings, each team, with the league, within their own organizations, about the seriousness of this, especially if you already feel ill, which he said he was feeling ill. And that was the reason that he was on the injury report even before the Oklahoma City game, when he was touching everyone's stuff and the way, and when he was acting like that in the locker room. So yeah, I just think that, look, I get he apologized. I don't want to ever judge someone by their worst moment, but man, like, that was just irresponsible. At worst, it was irresponsible, like completely irresponsible. At best, totally naive, I guess, to your point.
I mean, it was dumb. I mean, I'll give you that. It was absolutely dumb, and I think it was an immature move, frankly. But I also think that Rudy Gobert at this point, like, does he really need more punishment from the league? Because I feel like Rudy Gobert for the rest of his life is going to be patient zero. And for all we know, he got it from Donovan Mitchell. Like, he may not even be patient zero, but he's going to be known, I feel like, as patient zero, as the guy who essentially that action shut down all of North American sports.
Well, look, I think that, and Scott Van Pelt mentioned this, and I think that that's kind of the silver lining here, is that he could be the face of that, in the sense of, this is exactly what we need to be doing, okay? Like, social distancing is the way to go. Like, the scientists tell you this is the way to do this. Like, South Korea has slowed things down, granted a much smaller country, but has slowed things down to the point where they are right now because of social distancing. And I think that if there's anything to take from the Rudy Gobert situation, it's that.
By the way, George Sedano, ESPN, here with us, Pacific guy. I'm totally okay with judging people by their worst moments. Okay, like if George, like, if you were to murder someone, I'm gonna judge you as a murderer. Okay, like, I'm okay with judging people by their worst moments, George.
I mean, that's a little extreme, I would say, yes, but you would also be shocked, though, if you knew me as someone, you've known me for 20 years almost, if I murdered someone.
I know, but
you're
now
premeditated.
Right, but now you're a murderer, okay? It doesn't matter about the other stuff. You're now a murderer.
Right, but you would be surprised by it, wouldn't you?
Can we look at Rudy Gobert and actually say maybe months down that this is a good thing that he actually came out and did this, because sports wouldn't have stopped?
Yeah, that's essentially what Van Pelt said,
yeah,
right?
I just mentioned that. Absolutely. Like, I do think that's the silver lining.
Because we would have still had games going on right now with people still touching each other, people still high-fiving because they didn't have any symptoms.
Well, is that true, though? I don't feel like sports shut down, frankly, because Rudy Gobert did that jerk move. I feel like sports shut down because he tested positive and then Donovan Mitchell tested positive.
Yeah.
So
they
would have tested positive anyway. So even if he had conducted himself appropriately, whomever got, I mean, one of them obviously got the coronavirus from somewhere, and so assuming that they would have still gotten it, even if they weren't being jerks in the locker room or jerks in the media, I think that sports still would have shut down because it would have been that oh bleep moment. This is
George.
Real.
George, your best guess, when the NBA does get back to playing, are they going to go straight to the postseason?
I would do that if I were them. I would absolutely go straight to the postseason. Like, look, sorry for the Western Conference team who's three games out. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is an extenuating circumstance. I know we've had it on the other side with lockout seasons and things like that where we've started differently. But, yeah, like, I don't feel sorry for the Portland Trail Blazers or whoever if you're three games out. In the East, the ninth seed is, what, six games out?
Yeah, who cares?
Just go right to the playoffs. And look, to wrap up the Gobert thing, like, he's a good dude, like, by all intents and purposes. He made a really dopey mistake.
It's
like, there's no doubt. But I do think that I would have punished him. The league has decided not to. That's cool. And And again, the difference between him and Donovan Mitchell is that Donovan Mitchell may not have thought he had any symptoms, but he wasn't going around hugging people and touching people and, like, acting recklessly like Gobert did.
Now, George, finally here, I know you know a thing or two about wrestling. Are you stunned that WrestleMania has not been canceled yet?
No, I'm not, to be honest with you, because Vince McMahon is a different kind of dude, right? And he's also one of these dudes that looks at the bottom line. And he's also the show must go on kind of guy. We've seen that historically, even when they've had deaths, right? Like,
yeah.
they've put on shows very quickly after that. So I'm not that surprised. I'm also not that surprised that the UFC looks like it's going to continue to move forward. I know Dana White was on SportsCenter last night talking about that. So, because those guys are just wired a little differently, certainly differently than I am, and I'm not trying to knock them per se, because they're very successful people for a reason, but I would have erred on the side of caution, kind of like Adam Silver and company. I'm actually surprised the NFL hasn't looked at this whole situation with free agency and delayed that or postponed that, even the draft. Like, there's no way you're going to have people come to Las Vegas for this draft, right? Like, that seems crazy to me.
Right, but that's not stuff that needs to be canceled. All that stuff can take place over the phone and video conferencing and stuff like that.
Oh, no. You can have the actual draft over the phone and video conferencing.
But even free agency,
like, there's no
too.
Way you're going to have a crowd in Vegas like you did in Nashville last year.
Right, no. Look, there doesn't need to be a crowd for the draft, okay? It's a television event. I'm going to watch it from my home. I couldn't care less if someone's in attendance there.
Yeah, and you can just Skype in the different draft picks from their home. That's super easy.
All right, George. Excellent job. Look, I'm going to say it again. If you murder someone, I'm going to judge you for it. Okay, even if
okay.
That's...
Well, I don't plan on murdering someone unless it's in self defense. Does that make you feel better?
No, that's not murder.
No, it's going to be context for me. It's the context.
Yeah, Brian, isn't that the right context?
That's,
if someone attacks
right
me,
context.
Like comes at me first,
for
and then
sure.
I happen to kill them because my hands are deadly weapons, that's a different story.
100%. Yeah, well, that's not murder. That's self-defense.
That's still murder.
It's not murder. It's not murder at all.
It's not murder.
Okay, so I killed
we're
the
lawyers,
person.
Okay,
we
I
are
killed
not
the person.
Lawyers, Zaslo. That is incorrect.
Wait, hold on. We is too many people. Yeah, I feel like is Amber is a lawyer.
So let's take it out like this. Not murder. You're saying if he killed a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, he killed.
It's different.
Yeah.
Killed him.
But if he murders
murder
someone,
him.
It's different.
He didn't murder him.
So
yes.
You're talking about like murder in the first degree, like premeditated,
yes.
is what you're
yeah,
referring to.
Yeah, I'm going to judge you. I'm going to judge you in your worst moment if that's your worst
moment. Yeah, you can judge me. You can judge me in that situation. I'd be okay with that.
Also depends who, right? I mean, Zaz.
Yeah, probably. That's how I roll. All right. See you, George. Good job, man.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.